Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Well, good evening, everyone. You got me on?
Okay.
We've got the volume down here. Ed Raymer with the Heavenly Raymer Show. I want to tell you about something. Have you? This is beautiful. That's a Tennessee Waltz. And a shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Tanner Raymer. And I was at their wedding yesterday. And yes, I was at a wedding last weekend as well. But this was for my nephew and my new niece, Victoria. We call her Tori. And congratulations to them. They're going to take a few days off. Had a great time. Beautiful, beautiful wedding, beautiful service. And had a great time. And we wish them the very best. Good to see all the family. We were all there together. And wish them nothing but the best. Lord, I'll tell you, it didn't take long. I told Tanner's grandfather, I said, that didn't take long from the time he was born to now we're at a wedding, did it? And he said, no, it didn't. That didn't take long. So, folks, if you got those youngsters, enjoy it while you can. And congratulations to them. Wish you the very best. Tanner, Victoria,
congratulations.
Congratulations to them. Matt Fee.
Hey.
Your Rutherford County Democrat Party chair is here with me tonight trying to help me find my car keys.
Yeah. No telling, Ed.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know where they are.
I guarantee they'll be in the last place you look.
I know, but I couldn't have left them very far because I'm the only place I've been is upstairs here, so they gotta be somewhere on the ground or wherever, but we'll find them. Yeah. Anyway.
We'll tear this place apart.
Yeah, sure. Well, that would probably be a help to the city of Murfreesboro, tearing the place apart. Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's a cost savings to the taxpayers.
Oh my goodness. What's going on, Matt? Anything good?
I mean, you know, we had a pretty good election night this past week, didn't we?
Good week for the Democrats finally for a change.
Yeah.
And it looks as though Virginia is finally back. It looks like blue for sure for a while. Of course, you can never, everything changes. The pendulum's always swinging.
I mean, I think I was telling you earlier, right? You know, Virginia's probably more or less been blue for a little while. But like in 2016 and 2024, both, you know, that was kind of the state that I watched. And when it was real close, I kind of said, oh, no, this is not good. Right. And they still hadn't called anything in either of those races for a while. And then both of those elections didn't turn out so well for us. But,
right.
You know,
sure.
Seems like Virginia has kind of been my bellwether the last the last few major elections for myself. But yeah, I mean, there was, you know, big wins all across the country, really. Right. You know, we had Zoran Mamdani won the election as New York City mayor.
Yes.
I'm super excited about that.
Yeah.
He's a very... you know, bright. He's just a great leader that I think we need to see more of. You know, nationally, we also had, you know, we had Virginia governor, New Jersey governor. What was that? Proposition 50 in California.
Proposition 50. Right.
So you know that proposition was so that they could redraw the congressional districts in California. You know, and that is, you know, that's pretty much in response to what happened in Texas, what has happened in North Carolina. I think it's happened in Missouri and Indiana. You know, you have all of these supermajority Republican states mid-decade, you know, redrawing their congressional districts. So that way, did you just find your keys?
Never mind. I'm over. Please carry on. Just do the
best. I'm sorry. I literally got so distracted by the sound of keys jangling next to me after all of the last 10 minutes
just
before the show
best
started.
You can. The old man, fellas, thanks for having me around. God, man, you know. Please proceed.
Okay. Anyways, but, you know, we have all of these, you know, supermajority Republican states that have been, you know, mid-decade, you know, redrawing their congressional districts. And, you know, so that way they can get
and
more
totally
Republicans.
And totally uncalled for.
Completely unnecessary.
And not that they're not cut up enough as it is.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you know, I'm surprised Tennessee hasn't done it yet, but that's because, you know, we have Memphis over there on the west side of the state.
Exactly.
You know, there's a Supreme Court case that I think is pending that may change that. Well, so we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's some other things that kind of went maybe under the radar. I think a big one to me that I saw was in the state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats broke the supermajority in their state Senate.
Right.
You know, those are the, you know,
these are big things.
These are big things. And
right.
I know, you know, nationally that probably doesn't get a whole lot of attention. But, you know, these are the kind of things that, you know, us here in Tennessee need to look at and say, why can't that be us?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I don't have any, you know, 2026 comes around, the Tennessee Democrats aren't going to flip the House or the Senate in this state.
Sure.
But maybe there's a path we break a supermajority somewhere.
Sure.
Right? And that would be, that's a good start.
Sure.
You know, it's
sure.
the same thing with the county commission here in Rutherford County. You know, there's 21 commissioners on that
and only
commission.
Two
there's
are Democrat.
Two Democrats and
two Democrats,
a couple of
one
independents.
Independent. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I think there's like three independents. I can't remember for sure, but, you know, basically that's 16 Republicans on there.
Right.
And that is big supermajority, right?
Sure.
To break any kind of supermajority at the county commission, we would need.
But
at least
eight. They basically do what they want to do.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, that's what's going on right now.
But that's right now. And as I've always said since I first got here, and we got on these subjects, the subject of politics, which is a very broad subject, the pendulum is always swinging. And already in Virginia, even though it looks good for the Democrats there, that pendulum will start swinging back very quickly. And you have to work to keep the trust of the voter. And right now, the voters don't have much trust, I don't think, in anyone.
Yeah, well,
and
I mean,
rightfully so.
You know, I think what we're going to find out as we go through the next year is that, you know, look, whether you're a Republican on county commission, city council, or whatever it is, right, you are a part of all of this that's going on, right? That's right. Your president that's doing all of this, right? That's your president. It's almost like, you know, what we've seen in the election this past week is that, you know what? We don't like tariffs that are raising the costs of goods on every person in this country, right? We don't like seeing people, you know, lose their health insurance. We don't like seeing people unable to, even the ones that didn't lose it, can't afford, you know, the policies that are there for them. That's what this government shutdown is all about right now.
Right.
You know, that's exactly what it's all about, is because, you know, we don't want to see people have to make that choice between buying their groceries or paying for their health insurance. The government should be able to efficiently, you know, make that for people so that they can do both.
Right.
Right. And, you know, so, you know, even the health insurance, you know, we don't want to see, you know, our neighbors abducted off of the street. Right. We don't want to see those things either. It's almost like the American people on this past Tuesday said, these policies that the current president is, you know, enforcing on us right now, I don't think we like this too much.
Not much.
Not much.
No, not much.
So, you know, I feel like that was, it was a pretty big rebuke in that way. And then two, you know, especially with like Zohran Mamdani in New York City, you know, cost of living is a huge problem all across the country right now.
Oh, goodness gracious. And especially New York City.
Yeah, in New York City, hell, in Rutherford County, things aren't affordable.
Yep.
We have a big problem with housing affordability, right? The median income in Rutherford County is not enough to afford the median priced home that's here. So, you know, it really makes it difficult for people who work here in Rutherford County to live here in Rutherford County. And this has been a growing problem for at least the last 5 years.
Well, and it gets its start probably about 8 or 10 years ago, because we've been talking about it. There are law enforcement, there's boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, with the county or even maybe with the city that are living outside of this county because they can't afford to buy a home here.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know,
they just can't.
Yeah. And, you know, something that I talk about a lot and that I talk a lot of times to people about, and you may have heard me say this before, and people are going to get tired of hearing me say this, right? But like,
it's all right.
There's local government can't fix all of those problems,
right?
There's just things that are just out of local government's control, but there are things that, you know, we could do locally that sure as heck could help out a lot.
It sure could.
You know, and whether it's just, you know, small, you know, I always say maybe it's a small thing, but I don't really think it's a small thing. I think this would be, you know, a big help to a lot of people, is just providing free school meals. It's such a simple thing.
You're speaking my language. Yeah.
It's such a simple thing that can be done. And, you know, it benefits everybody. And there's so many studies that have been done that show that, like, you know, students do perform better under these circumstances.
Better nutrition.
Better nutrition, better everything. You know, that's another one of these elections. I was actually trying to look it up just a second ago, but if I remember correctly, you know, in the state of Colorado, they voted to do this on last Tuesday. They had an item on their ballot. They voted to do this.
I don't think I heard about that. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think this is...
That's a big deal to me.
It is a big deal. So, I mean, think about it like this, right? I did the math a while back.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
And one kid, school lunch, it's like $600 for the entire school year. You know,
sure.
It's like a, you know, okay, school lasts for, what is it, 10 months out of the year, that, you know, there's time off. $600 isn't really a whole lot, but, right?
Sure.
For a lot of people, you know, in Rutherford County, you know, I've seen the study that's done by, I think it's the United Way? United for Alice. Alice is an acronym. It stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed.
Okay.
In Rutherford County.
That's the first I've heard of that.
Okay.
Thank you. That's a new one on me.
So what that means is that this is a block of people who are above poverty, but don't really make enough to live in the area in Rutherford County. Okay, this is like what you might call your paycheck to paycheck.
Borderline.
Very borderline. They're one paycheck away from missing one paycheck away from catastrophe.
Right.
And in Rutherford County, 43% of households are considered Alice households. 43%. That's a lot.
That's a bunch.
Right?
That's a bunch.
You know, it's almost half in a county with 120 some odd thousand households. You know, that's a lot of places. And you know, so when you think about things like that, that are a small dollar value that could provide a big benefit to the two people that are, you know, in this place where they're living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
You know, for a lot of people who would also get that benefit, it might not. It'd just be like, oh, okay, cool, free lunch, nice. You know, but for others, I think it would be a really big deal to not have to shoulder that burden, because, you know, even when it comes to like the free school lunches and everything, you know, there are, to me, it feels like there are barriers to people participating in that program right now. So instead of, you know, trying to require someone to, you know, get over those barriers and, you know, make sure that they apply for it and follow up and do all of that stuff to get it done, mm-hmm. right? Just make it a free program for everybody.
Sure.
Right. Then no one has to worry about, you know, yeah, getting over those hurdles.
Yeah, who's rich, who's poor, and all this good stuff. And that's what I was getting at. That's the main thing. And I had a good friend through Facebook. And you know, you can, ironically, you can have some decent discussions on Facebook with people that are reasonable people. I'll take your word for it. Well, you're Democrat Party chair. Nobody's going to get along with you. But no, you can. And a man wrote back and he said, I want to see free lunch, a free breakfast, free lunch, and a free snack in the afternoon for these kids.
Sure.
And he said that when he did the math, and I didn't check the figures, but it sounds reasonable. It would cost the county $11 million. Now, here's what I said. Okay, yeah. I mean, another $100 a month on my $100 a year on my property tax. That's
not even that.
It won't even be that. It wouldn't be $10. But let's say, here's the thing, Matt. We're already probably paying half of that, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the total expense, if $11 million is the total expense. Yeah. And actually, that brings up a good point, because, you know, the school system already gets money from the USDA for the school lunch program anyways. You know,
well, they should.
So
they
to should. Provide and make this a free program for everyone, the county would need to supplement those funds. And actually, I think, you know, and I could be misquoting someone, but I remember from a budget meeting earlier this year, like back in May of this year, that question got asked, and I believe the price tag the school system said was about $6 million. So your ballpark might be about right if we already have half the money anyways.
You know,
the additional expense to the county would be about $6 million, and that's...
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's like
about $6 million.
That's like an extra 3 cents on your property tax rate.
Right.
But here's the thing, too, though. Right. When it comes to Rutherford County, I mean, you know, we have just money sitting everywhere.
Sure.
I don't understand.
That's all we hear about is a surplus.
Oh, they don't talk about it. No, you don't hear about it because they never talk about it.
Well, I'm talking about at state level even.
Oh, yeah, at the state level, but at the county level, we have a pretty big surplus,
too. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Please.
No, it's okay. As a matter of fact, I feel like the surplus has probably grown so large that, you know, Mayor Joe Carr just stopped publishing it. It used to be available on a report they had on their share drive, but it's not there anymore. I've asked for it, but I still don't know what it is.
Right.
I assume that their unassigned fund balance, their reserves, is probably somewhere around $140 million right now. And, you know, all that has done since that property tax increase in, what was that, 2023, I guess that
I
was?
I think it was 2023. I think, yeah.
I mean, all that has happened is that the reserves have grown astronomically, and so much so that they started paying cash for stuff. So, you know, I mean, I think it's good, but it's also not very well managed, because you never hear of any plan from anyone in county government about what they're going to do with those surpluses,
right?
There's never any kind of plan. The plan is always just to make more surpluses. Okay, great. Well, you know, I don't like paying taxes so it can sit in a bank somewhere in New York City and get loaned out to some big corporation to do something with, right?
Agreed.
That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to see my tax dollars get reinvested back into the community. And if that means one of those options is to give kids free lunches and breakfast, I'd much rather see that be the case than what's happening today.
I'm with you. Now, I'll tell you what, we're going to go to our first break. I didn't bring us on the air with any big hoopla. This is Edwin Lee Raymer Show. I'm your host, Ed Raymer. You know, we're on 1450 AM, 100.5, 101.9 FM. And you can reach us at 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. Matt Fee is our guest. He's your Rutherford County Democrat Party chairman. And we're always glad to have him here. And you can catch us on YouTube Live, Facebook Live, all that good stuff. I got in here tonight and was even invited to say a few words on Angela Bingham's show. And she wasn't available tonight, and hopefully she'll be back next week. And listen to her show on every Sunday at 6, Simplicity. Wonderful. Her and Angie Marie and Taylor are doing a great job. And just a wonderful show, good faith-based show, every Sunday at 6. And I listen to Jason Qualls every chance I get through the week. He's on around 4 o'clock, 4:30. And then, of course, with sports, Brian is all over the place right now. We're getting into the – Connor, are you here? Are you working the football games, some of them on Friday night? I don't know.
No.
You're not? Okay. I didn't know if they drug you into that yet or not. So high school football is running its running its gamut right now, and we're going to go to our first series of breaks. But before we do, I want to tell you about a great sponsor of mine, Jay Mullins. Now, Jay Mullins, and you'll hear in the ad there at West Northfield, they are moving, and they are always closed on Monday. And hopefully, I talked to Tim, they're going to be opening back up at their new location Tuesday. Hopefully. He wasn't sure. Don't hold him to that. But they'll be open at 9 o'clock Tuesday morning at 1640 Memorial Boulevard here in Murfreesboro. They're just right catty corner across the way. That's in where the McAllister's is, off of Memorial there in that shopping center. 1640 Memorial Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro. Like I said, it's in the McAllister's, where the old Hastings used to be. And they've got the climbing gear in there now, whatever that is.
Miss Hastings.
Miss Hastings? I do too. I used to love to go in there. What are you talking about?
The rock climbing is.
Yeah, there's a rock, the rock climbing.
The rock climbing, yeah. Nothing I'd rather do than go out in the afternoon and climb a rock. And I'm sorry, Matt. I guess Matt likes that, but
rock climbing? No.
No,
that's the last thing I'm capable
sorry,
of doing
I'm sorry, they
never
found
right
a rope sturdy enough to hold me.
Yeah,
but,
me either.
But they, Tim has moved. They moved the store, and the reason they did it is the area they were in, there was two or three different areas, the Dollar General, everything, was taken over by another business. And so they worked with them, and they're going to move just catty-cornered up toward this way just a little bit at 1640 Memorial. And again, Connor, if you'll run their ads, please, I'd appreciate it. We're going to take a break, and Matt Fee and I will be right back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to Jay Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's Jay Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Get the jump on jump scares. This is Soundbites, and I'm Alan Davidson. Ever get spooked by movies? Horror films can be a real thrill, but some folks just hate jump scares. And if that's you, there's help. Meet NotScare.me, a project that's totally community-powered. Look up your scary movie title and see when each scare is coming. It's a full jump scare timeline with details on intensity and type. It's easy, fast, and free. And you control your viewing experience. Watch with friends without the stress. So give your nerves a break this time. Find out exactly what's ahead without any spoilers. Check the moments that may make you jump. Choose what makes you comfortable. Either way, you'll be in the know. With Soundbites, I'm Alan Davidson for CBS News.
I'm Larry Magid with the Connect Safely Report. Many people don't even know what they're sharing on social media or who they're sharing it with. So before you make your next post, find out who your audience is. Are you just sharing privately to friends, or are you sharing to everyone? Almost every social media platform, including Facebook, has a way to control that. Also check location sharing. Some apps can share your location. In most cases, you had to have opted in. But there's no harm in making sure that feature is turned off. Other things to check for are app permissions, such as access to your microphone, camera, photos, and contacts. There are many more settings that you can check. Connect Safely has parent guides for all of the major apps, but the information is also applicable for adult users. More at connectsafely.org/radio. With the Connect Safely Report, I'm Larry Magid for CBS News.
All right, we are back, Mr. Matt Fee, your chairman. Hello, Hope Oliver. I hear you're eavesdropping on us. Yeah, I hear. Yeah.
She texted me a little while ago.
I don't care.
So I told Ed. Sorry,
Hope. He said, yeah, you don't tell Ed anything. Ed knows all. Ed knows
no
all.
No secrets with Ed Raymer, apparently, right?
Sure, yeah. Big private investigator here.
Yeah, I know. But hey, you know what? We were talking about free school lunch and breakfast, how that's just one simple thing that can be done that can alleviate, you know, some of the issues that people have with just, you know, making ends meet here in Rutherford County. You know, I feel like there's at least a couple of other things that, you know, should be considered as well. You know, the Rutherford County school system does right now have like a voluntary pre-K. You know, my son, he was lucky enough to go through that voluntary pre-K when he was that age. You know, he's at MTSU now, so, you know, that was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So the program's been around for a little while. But, you know, I've been at school board meetings where they contemplate cutting that program because it costs money. You know, this is another one of these areas where it's like you're thinking the wrong way, right? All they think about is how much tax dollars they spend, but they don't pay attention to the benefit that those things provide.
Exactly.
Right? The benefit that provides is far greater than, you know, whatever the small cost that it is to have these types of programs because, you know, number one, it may allow someone who maybe is a stay-at-home parent to then actually participate in the workforce, right?
Sure.
You know, that's actually a benefit to the whole community overall. So, you know, we shouldn't be thinking this way about these types of things. You know, expansion of the pre-K program here in Rutherford County, you know, even by just a little bit, could be a huge benefit to people here in Rutherford County, because childcare is so stupid expensive.
It's really expensive, and you're talking about men or women that could go out here and even working a part-time job, if they picked up a part-time paycheck.
Yeah.
Okay? There's tax dollars that come out of that.
Yeah.
And we all are concentrating on the big picture, the big hit and all that. Franklin Delano Roosevelt he rescued this nation in the 20s and 30s by mom and pop and federal tax dollars. That's how this nation, it wasn't rescued by a guy like trillionaire Elon Musk. Believe me, he's not worried about rescuing anybody but himself. I don't even know if the man's an American citizen or not. But, you know, and I'll leave that where it is. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not the big picture. We're talking about millions of people that can do the same thing. And that money filters into your local community.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It does.
Just a small expansion of a pre-K program.
A small expansion.
Could do wonders here. You know, other things too, right? Like I said, you know, local government can't fix everything, but it sure could help out a lot more. Our first responders in Rutherford County, you know, sheriff's deputies, EMS. I've seen the presentations the last few years at the county commission. They're some of the lowest paid in the region.
I know.
Okay?
Yeah, I know.
So think about that, right? We're sitting here and we're talking about how, you know, 43% of households in Rutherford County are, you know, in that ALICE categorization, right?
Right.
Asset limited, income constrained, and employed, right? Does that mean our first responders are also in this bucket? You know, if our first responders here in Rutherford County are some of the lowest paid in the region, why would they want to work and or live in Rutherford County? Like, that doesn't make any sense. That math ain't mathing. You know, and it's the same thing with teachers, right? Teachers. There's a requirement in the state of Tennessee that all school districts will have a starting salary for new teachers to start at $50,000 a year. And I think that goes into effect from next year. I've heard our school system say that they will meet that $50,000 next year. Great. Why are we only trying to do the minimum, right?
Sure, sure.
That doesn't make sense. When it comes to our teachers and our first responders, we need to be at the leading edge of these rates in the region, not just, you know, doing the bare minimum. Because, you know, a $50,000 salary in Rutherford County is not going to go as far as a $50,000 salary in Bedford County. I'm sorry, it's just not, right?
Sure,
so,
it's not going
to
happen.
You know, if we're competing and our cost of living is 10 to 12% higher than all of the surrounding counties, why would anyone want to start in their career as a teacher here in Rutherford County? That doesn't make sense. That math doesn't math. You know, so I mean, these are things that, like, I don't feel like get enough discussion at local government, right? You know, it's you know, if housing is unaffordable for most workers in Rutherford County, then, you know, we should be doing things that, you know, I can't, local government can't fix the price of housing here. That's just not a thing that can happen. You know, as much as everyone wished they could, that's just not a thing. The market is going to set the rate of any home.
Of course.
So, you know, you have to pull different levers to, you know, try and alleviate those things, right? I can lower your costs here. I can, you know, try to get increased revenue for people here. And then, you know, maybe at some point, you know, in the future, we can start looking at grants for, you know, for housing and things like that. But I feel like that's probably something that's way on down the line, or, you know, maybe just something I don't know enough about at this point. But, you know, it's got to be more about thinking about what are we doing to make things easier for people to live here in Rutherford County and work here in Rutherford County, not what's best for some developer or, you know, some other.
Exactly.
Whatever, you know,
yeah. What's best for the citizens?
I don't want, you know, I don't want tax breaks going to corporations that are coming here to set up new jobs so that way they can pay wages that people can't live on here in Rutherford County.
Sure.
What's the point? Right. It's pointless. You know, those tax dollars could have been spent better by helping the citizens You know, in, you know, some other things too, right? You know, I feel like, you know, we're in this government shutdown, and, you know, just thinking about more how, you know, government here in Tennessee just isn't really doing well by the people who live here in Tennessee, right? I've seen Governor Bill Lee, you know, on ads telling people businesses in New York, hey, come on, move to Tennessee, blah, yeah, blah, sure. blah. Tennessee is open for business.
A right to work state.
Well, here's the thing, right? You know, they're all about this bottom line mumbo jumbo, right? Because sure. I guess profits are more important than anything else. And, you know, they like to tout that Tennessee is number one for business. Well, whoop-a-dee-doo. I don't care what's best for business. I care what's best for people.
For people.
And those exact same opposite surveys about, you know, quality of life. Tennessee is dead last in quality of life. Seriously. Right?
That's right.
You were shocked one time when I came here a couple of months ago. I told you since, I don't remember what year, but the average life expectancy in Tennessee has dropped. Right. It's gone.
Yeah,
down.
I remember when you told me that. Unbelievable.
Like this is unbelievable. This yes. is what leadership here in Tennessee has done to the people here in Tennessee.
Well, that's what I hear about long. When I hear there's
your quality of life is terrible.
Yeah.
But hey, businesses are making money. Well, good for them.
Yeah, I'm talking about our conservative values.
Yeah, conservative values.
I don't
values.
Have any value. Those people don't have any value. All they value, they have, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they have certain interests that they want. They don't have any values.
Yeah.
Conservative values. Don't give me that stuff. You know, they have priorities.
I'm tired of hearing about it, honestly.
Yeah.
I am so sick and tired of hearing about
it.
Because here's what we have going on right now in this country. You know, we have SNAP benefits lapsed for millions of people here in the U.S. And I get so tired of hearing people say like, oh, they're just living off the government, blah, blah, blah. But here's the thing. Most of the people that are receiving those benefits are children who aren't old enough to work.
That's exactly right.
Or, you know, they're working people who probably work for Walmart. You guys know we subsidize Walmart because they have so many employees who get SNAP benefits.
I put a post on Facebook this week. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also have, you know, older people who are maybe disabled that need those benefits. So, okay, great. Maybe there's fraud out there. I don't know. That could be figured out at a different time. But here's the thing, right? Right here in Rutherford County, 22,000 individuals have not received their SNAP benefits. Okay?
22,000. Okay.
Governor Bill Lee is doing literally nothing about it.
Right.
I went to the steering committee, you know, this past Monday, and Rutherford County pays a lobbyist. Did you know that? Did you know Rutherford County pays a lobbyist to go and lobby for things for Rutherford County? All right, cool.
Sure.
I went there. I gave a public comment. I said, look, this committee should instruct Mr. Denami to go and lobby at the Capitol and request Governor Lee call a special session so that, you know, this crisis with the lapse in SNAP benefits can be addressed. He has the power to do that.
Sure he does.
Right? The state of Tennessee could do something about this, but they're choosing not to do anything.
Sure.
And, you know, of course, I went, they didn't even talk about it. Nothing. Which, honestly, no surprise.
No surprise. Sure.
You know, like they're going to listen to the chair of the Democratic Party there. But
to me,
you know, it just shows the lack of true compassion that is out there. Right? You know, we have the state of Tennessee actively not doing anything when they have $2 billion in their reserves.
Coffers. In their coffers.
Just sitting there, not doing anything.
Right.
And now, you know, I see today that, you know, the Trump administration is literally threatening states that did fund their SNAP recipients this month, telling them to take the money back. Like, they'll be punished if they don't do it.
They'll be punished. Like, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I just don't understand. And, you know, this.
Well, here's that list of people. Now, this was sent to me by a friend of mine. And employers with largest estimated number of SNAP recipients. This is in Arkansas, which I'm sure we're right there neck and neck. We're all vying for
the
same thing.
Roughly about 700,000 in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah. 1,318. Walmart leads the way. McDonald's, Dollar General, Sonic, Tyson Foods, Palco, whoever that is. I'm not familiar with Palco, but Dollar Tree, Burger King, Staff Mart, Taco Bell, Kroger.
This
Kroger used to
one.
Be, let me tell you something. In the 70s, Kroger was a job to have because they were union.
Yeah.
Now, you don't remember that. That was before your time. Let me tell you something.
They're still union.
When you were a butcher at Kroger, you had a good livelihood ahead of you.
Yeah.
If you showed up for work and did your job.
Hey, my first job
Subway,
was at Kroger.
Wendy's. Yeah. I'm telling
you. Well,
here's
the thing, too,
it's
right?
It's ridiculous.
Here's the thing, too, Ed. I think I'm pretty familiar with that survey that you're talking about right there. That was only conducted in like 14 states. Right. So it's a gross underrepresentation of what the truth probably is.
Sure. I don't doubt that at all, my friend. Yeah. You know, there's so much. And again, now we're right back square one, free lunch. We're talking about just something that could be done here locally that can help a lot of struggling families, a lot of families that are on that edge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Look, I can
thank
remember.
Goodness, you know, we never had to do it. We never had the need for it. But, hey, I'm telling you, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you right now. I can remember being a young parent, you know, a long time ago when our son was little. And, you know, we struggled a lot because, you know, between daycare and everything else.
Oh.
Right? And then when he got to school, you know, even things were still tight back then. You know, it's always the thing about, well, you know, can we put money on his lunch account this time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And just take that burden away from people. It's such a small thing. And, you know, I think it would really help out a lot of people.
It's another worry that you can get out of the hair of a lot of parents.
Yeah.
That say, you know, your child's going to be taken care of.
Yeah, exactly.
And not fed a bunch of junk either.
Exactly.
You know, I'm talking about good nutrition. Mm-hmm. Because the numbers show it, and these politicians just refuse simply to look at most politicians. We have a few that will look at the numbers, and they show that a well-fed, well-nourished child will do better in school.
Yeah.
You know. Of course, I will say this, you know, an educated nation and a healthy nation is harder to govern, Matt. So if we keep them mad, sad, and you know, not glad, they'll be easier for you to handle, I guess, this Democrat Party. So
yeah, maybe
I'm trying to do my part.
Maybe so.
I'm telling you, you know. What else is going on? You got some library. We're going to have some library problems, no doubt. I have speaking of a mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'd know him, but never mind.
Well, so, we've got, you know, this is public libraries now.
Right.
That have come up this time. So, I'm just going to give you my perspective on this, okay? So
okay.
I may or may not be correct. So this is just my perspective. So, you know, we'll go with it that way. But what has happened is the Secretary of State in the state of Tennessee has sent, I don't know if you want to call it a letter or a memorandum to all of the libraries in the state of Tennessee, public libraries. Basically saying that they need to comply with state law and the executive order of Donald Trump about, you know, trans ideology or whatever. Okay.
Sure.
So because I suppose that the leadership in our public libraries here in Rutherford County don't understand that an executive order is not a law.
It's not. No,
it's not a law. That they've decided to close the library so that they can review all of the materials in the library. It's, I'm going to go from memory here, but I believe it's starting at the Smyrna Library next week from Monday, from tomorrow.
I think it is.
So all of next week, the Smyrna Public Library will be closed so that staff at that library can review the materials. And then it will move over to Linebaugh the week after. This, to me, is just unbelievable, honestly. any books that are identified, my understanding is that then they would need to be reviewed by the library board. Their next meeting is on December 1st, and it's at the city council chambers over here on the plaza. And I think it starts at 5 p.m. So RCLA, you know, definitely show up to that meeting, sign up for public comment if you can. You know, here we go again, just with ridiculous nonsense. And, you know, this is, we've also seen reports of some books that were reviewed in the past and kept in the library that are no longer available. I believe the book that I saw on something I saw was a book called Forever by Judy Blume.
Mm-hmm.
That was reviewed by the Rutherford County Library Board earlier this year, and it very narrowly passed and remained on the shelf exactly where it was. They didn't
move it. What was it about?
I honestly don't know much about that book myself.
Okay.
So I'd rather, you know, I don't want to speculate.
Okay.
But I mean, it's a Judy Blume book. So,
yeah.
You know. Now, if you go and check Rutherford County Library System, that book is no longer available. There's never been a vote. There's never been anything that happened. This book just mysteriously disappeared. And, you know, the chairman of that library board now, Cody York, who also is an employee of the county, you know, he's made it pretty clear through various meetings over the last couple of years that he's out to ban any book that doesn't meet with his personal biblical worldview. And, you know,
his biblical worldview.
Yeah, I may have added that. That part, but that's basically what
it is. Oh, I don't
doubt
it.
But, you know, this is just more of the same that we have seen time and time again here in Rutherford County, whether it's, you know, the school board doing nonsense to ban a bunch of books or you know, approve a anti-diversity resolution or pass a resolution about the border or, you know, other kind of crazy, you know, the Murfreesboro City Council having a decency ordinance that they got sued over, the library board banning books.
Sure.
You know, this is just more of the same that we've been seeing for the last couple of years.
And Matt, what that translates into is wasted time.
It's a
and
lot
we
of
don't
wasted
have
time
to be wasted here in Rutherford
There's
County.
So much
we have one of the
time.
Fastest growing counties in the nation.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
We don't have
how
time
much,
for this.
It is, to me, it is absurdly ridiculous how much time we waste on these things like this that, I mean, there's no reason to take books out of the libraries, right? You know, today, Tiffany and I, we went to see Beauty and the Beast, right?
Ooh,
so
that's
hang
a
on,
bad
hang
one.
On.
That's
and,
a bad
and
one.
I remembered why I wanted this quote now.
Yeah,
right?
Okay, sure.
So, you know, in it, you know, the main character, Belle, right? She likes to read books, right?
Right.
And then you have the other guy, Gaston, right? You, the big manly man, right?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, he wonders why she reads books so much. And, you know, he said, it's Gaston says, it's not natural to read so much. Soon you'll start thinking and getting ideas, right? Isn't that the idea? So I think that's why they want to take these books away from everybody is so that, like you said, right? Keep us, you know, keep people dumb and then maybe they
I
won't
have
ask
said
questions.
It 100,000 times. Take the Bible. You're going to take the Bible off? There's some pretty sordid stories in that
book. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm tired of that argument, right? If it's, you know, it's an important book, and it should be there, right?
Sure.
I'm never going to tell anyone that a book should be taken out, and I don't like that argument about, well, they should take out the Bible. No, you know, no, they shouldn't take out any books.
No, I'm
right?
saying it should. What I'm saying is, why is it not up for comment? I mean, no one wants to talk about
I
that.
Get it,
you know,
right? It's like eye for an eye type stuff, right?
Sure.
If you're going to take this, you should take that. You know, but like you were talking about, though, Ed, it's just the tremendous waste of time that we do here in Rutherford County. And it's not just books. It's not just stupid resolutions at the school board. It's not just the dumb stuff that might happen at city council. Right. We waste so much time on piddly stuff that we should be doing the work of the people that needs help here in Rutherford County.
Right.
I look at the situation with the property assessor's office. Right. To me, this is just more of another big waste of time. Right. I don't care how this started. It seemed to have started from a quarrel between the county mayor and Rob Mitchell.
Right.
Right. I don't care. Right. To me, you know, if if the property assessor and the mayor are spending all of this time arguing with each other or getting the state comptroller to come down here,
right,
or, you know, Rob Mitchell's, you know, trying to create rebuttals about everything under the sun, you know, to me, you are wasting time. You are not doing anything that is benefiting anyone here in Rutherford County. If the assessments are wrong, you know, look, I don't know enough to have an opinion about whether what the comptroller said is true or not true. And, you know, if it's true, then it's got to be fixed. But stop arguing with everybody else about it. Just do it, to me, you know, is the thing. And, you know, it's like I said, it's just the waste of time that we spend on so many things that, you know, instead of doing real work for the people of Rutherford County so that they can, you know, survive here in Rutherford County.
Sure. And I will assure you that, you know, thank you, Rob. Appreciate it. Rob is listening, by the way. You know, I will assure you that assessment by the comptroller, he's off on many of his remarks. Let me just put it that way. And I've gone over these. That's a fact. But you're right. They're wasting a bunch of time.
Yeah.
Time that this county needs for elected officials to get down to business.
Yeah.
And get down, as we used to say in the country, get down to brass tacks.
Yeah. Do the work for the people.
That's right. And goodness knows, place here sure needs it. I can tell you that.
Yep.
Matt, I want to thank you for coming up tonight. I appreciate it always so
yeah, no
much.
Problem. I know we got a couple more minutes.
Yeah,
can
do.
I give a couple of things out here real fast?
No, go right ahead, please. We got time.
Just real quick, I know we were talking about the elections earlier. Rutherford County Democratic Party, we are going to be doing a phone bank for Afton Bain.
Afton?
Who,
yes.
There's a, so, you know, there was a big election last Tuesday. Democrats won all over the place. We need to make sure that Afton Bain wins in Congressional District 7 in that special election that's going on. Election Day is December 2nd. We will be hosting a phone bank on November 24th as part of the Get Out the Vote for that activity.
Sure. And I've had Afton here already. And, of course, we can't vote for her.
That's
but
correct.
But we can support her.
But we can support her. Yep. If anyone else is interested, you can phone bank or go knock doors in that district. Just go to her website, Afton. I think it's Afton Bain for Congress. You could just Google Afton Bain.
You'll B-E-H-N.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's a good gal.
Yeah. We need to make sure she wins.
Yeah. And make sure, and she can win this thing.
Yep.
She can do it.
Absolutely.
And, back to what we've talked about. We've got, like I said, we've got a couple minutes left. You know, the thing, Matt, everything in government is not put in place to produce a profit.
No. Absolutely.
And I think we're at that point in Rutherford County where sometimes it takes funds from Washington, D.C., ultimately, to fund certain projects with these governments in order to keep up. No one hung a sign or a placard out here saying, come to Rutherford County, greatest county in the world. They just, I don't know. Everyone, well, you're here.
Yeah.
You and Tiffany came here. I mean, people are coming here, and they're not going to stop. And we're at almost 400,000 people now. 400,000
That's right.
People. I can remember when Nashville was at probably 600,000, and that was considered a major city. No, and now
I agree with you. Yeah, it's absolutely true.
And it was, you know, and my father-in-law always said, Nashville is nothing more than an overgrown country town. Well, that's about what Murfreesboro is, you know.
Yeah.
And you want to keep that small town feel and all that stuff. But sometimes you have to operate in a bigger city way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't have time for nitpicking,
nope.
You know. And, folks, I'm telling you, if you're listening and you're on the board of education or if you're on the county commission, allocate some money to give the kids some free lunch. Could you do that? Will you speak up, you know? And so you don't have, you know, and I understand, well, it ain't going to go anywhere anyway. I never have bought that, you know. It starts with just one person. It can start like that. You know, one person, you know, it seems like so-and-so said something about that free lunch thing. Maybe we'll take a look at that. Because their child finally came to them, or a niece or a nephew came to them and said, you know, this lunch is, this thing is killing us. And, you know, we got to do all this and do that. You know, just because aunt and uncle are doing good, don't mean that niece and nephew are raking it in either.
That's right.
Because, you know, I'm sorry to say, Republicans don't share their wealth. Yeah, I mean, they don't. You know, they just don't
just,
do it.
Just
know.
Look at the bill they passed summer.
You are on your own.
You know, that bill this past summer, the Big Beautiful Bill, was the largest transfer of wealth in American history. And it went from the bottom to the top.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Our priorities are out of whack.
Totally out of whack. My best to your wonderful wife, Tiffany. She's a good gal on her own.
I appreciate
right.
I'm that.
Telling
thanks.
You, no, she
I'll let
is.
Her know.
You know, I got to know her before did you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just she's a hard worker and a wonderful person. All of our people and all of you, the work you're doing, please, Matt, keep doing it.
Yeah.
We appreciate
well,
you.
Well, I'm going to start bringing some candidates up here next time, so you get to meet some more people.
Oh, man. You're going to ruin me, man. You know that? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We thank you for listening. You're listening on podcast, or if you're listening later in the week, thank you. We appreciate you. You can reach me on my personal line, 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or you can send me a text. I don't mind. And all of you that support us and listen, thank you very much. Our sponsors that do that, remember, Jay Mullins, and Connor's going to play their ad here in just a second. They are moving, and as of Tuesday, we've got to do them a new ad. They will be at 1640 Memorial, and that's in the shopping center. They'll be right behind where the McAllister's is, in that shopping center area. You'll find them. Their place was bought out by another company, and they worked it out with them. So no one's been evicted or anything like that. It's all been, you know, been agreeable and worked out to the betterment of everyone. For myself, the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, Matt, thank you, and Rutherford County Democrat Party, thank you. Connor, thank you, and WGNS. I'll tell you what, until next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night. Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.